1900, Britain officially assumed responsibility for the administration of the whole of what we now know as Nigeria from the Niger Company. And then, gradually over the years, British protectorates were established throughout the territory. In 1914, the protectorates were amalgamated
into one
Nigeria.
So let's establish a simple truth. The British didn't travel halfway across the world just to spread democracy. Nigeria started off as a business deal for them between a company and a government. Incidentally, the Niger Company is still around today.
Big boys them get the dream, so big girls them get the dream, so big boys them end up wasted, big girls them die inside. Big daddy no go help if you no do strong. Big daddy no go help if you no do strong. Big daddy no go help if you no do strong. Big daddy no go help if you no do strong. Big daddy no go help if you no enter. Big daddy no go help if you no enter. Big daddy no go help if you not be room 21.
Actually, there's one additional detail that bears mentioning. In order to take over the territories from the Niger Company, the British government paid £865,000, only it is known by a different name, Unilever. But that's another story.
Everybody wanna take, cause no one wanna give up. Everybody too afraid, but nothing to live for. Yeah. Oh, they do my people shell, they show my people. If I tell you say I never tire, I ain't be saying that me be your problem. If I tell you say I never tire, I ain't be saying that me be the scammer. If I tell you say I never tire, I ain't be saying that me be the liar. If I tell you say I never tire, I ain't be saying that me be the hypocrite.
Cheesy
Terry Cuckoo Lake, no match, no.